Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
CBS, Eye on the World, I'm John Batchelor. April 30th, 2023, days past. Uzbekistan's referendum to approve changes in the national constitution. Sweeping changes, says Gregory Copley, editor and publisher of Defense and Foreign Affairs. Uzbekistan, a landlocked state, however, the most populous of all the Central Asian states once under the boot of the Soviet Empire, now freed. Gregory, a very good evening to you. Why the national constitution was changed, and what is next for President Mirziyayev?
The referendum was critical because it represented another milestone in transforming Uzbekistan to a more democratic and very much more open and transparent society. It had inherited enormous inefficiencies from the Soviet Union and was very, very corrupt in the administration of government under the transitional leader after the collapse of the Soviet Union and until about just a few years ago when President Karimov was in power. He died, and fortunately then the prime minister was made acting president, President Mirziyoyev, and he began immediately cracking down on corruption, improving the transparency of investment, minimizing the involvement of government in the society, literally a classic reformer. This attracted enormous support from the population, and he was re-elected overwhelmingly in 2019 to the presidency. But there are clearly a lot more jobs to be done. The corruption is diminished like night and day, but the security problems continue, water problems continue. What President Mirziyoyev inherited, of course, was a state in which the Soviet Union under Stalin had created programs which led to the drying out of the largest ocean in the middle of Eurasia, namely the sea, the Aral Sea. Yes, senior moment there. And I visited the Aral Sea, walked across its seabed. That's now being restored bit by bit to make it once again a centerpiece of Uzbek agriculture and water supply. But the reality is that there's still so much more to be done now. The new constitution, which was approved by more than 90% of the voters on April the 30th, and it, with a voter turnout of about 85% of the electorate, was remarkable. It promised greater transparency of government. It promised a series of safety net measures on health care and social support. It promised to continue the viability of the autonomous region of Karakalpakstan, which is the home to the Aral Sea in the west of Uzbekistan, so that they continue to have the right of autonomy and the right to secede if they wished. All of these things were supported, and including in that was to change the rules for the presidency, whereby a president could serve two consecutive 7-year terms if so elected. So what's happened there is that the public overwhelmingly supported that. And by the way, we've been monitoring elections for some years in Uzbekistan, and we saw the build-up to this. We saw the street protests and so on, which were the hallmark of some of the arguments being put to shape this new constitution. So once it was resolved and once there was agreement, it was put into a hard format, and then the government and a lot of independent groups such as Yuk Salish, which is a national movement, went out and tried to explain and educate the population as to what this new constitution would mean. And this was done in a way which was open and even-handed. The government accepted a lot of these inputs from the public. And the result was that it had this overwhelming support for the Constitution. Now, as a result of that, President Mirziyoyev said, okay, you elected me before under a different mandate. You've now said that the mandate for the next presidency should be in accordance with the new constitution. So I'm going to dissolve the government and run again for the presidency in an election which will take place on July the 9th this year. In other words, he's saying, well, I'm not going to just hang on to power to finish off my old term. If you change the rules, let's have an election under the new rules. Now, the interesting thing is that Uzbekistan has been leading the five Central Asian states in trying to get a cohesive domestic internal trading agreement among the five states, but also to find ways to link the Central Asian states with the outside world without having to necessarily trade through their two current big trading partners, Russia and the People's Republic of China. So that's the big challenge. And already, since Mirziyoyev began this process, they've opened up routes through Afghanistan, coming to agreements with the Taliban, for example, to allow trucks to come down from Tashkent across northern Afghanistan over to Pakistan and then down to the Indian Ocean from there and back up, so that you've got the start of some new land links which will free the Central Asian states from dependency on Russia or the People's Republic of China. When you look at a map of Eurasia, you see these five Central Asian states representing this giant heart of Africa. You said this is the heartland. Well, this is the pivot of the heartland.
We've got a minute, Gregory, a minute.
Yeah. So this is a critical opportunity for the international community to embrace Central Asia, to help it trade with the outside world, and thereby break up the monumental Russian-Iranian-Chinese strategic pact. This is a unique opportunity for the West. President Mirziyoyev is a leader who is going to inspire a lot of Westerners once they see what's going on in this beautiful country of Uzbekistan.
And I don't see any opponent to Uzbekistan being prosperous. Do you, Gregory? Just in a few seconds here, did you see a foe anywhere?
Well, Russia and the People's Republic of China want to control it. But basically, the threat is from radical Islam coming across from the Taliban in Afghanistan. That's one of the great threats. So they have to be very, very careful in how they deal with Afghanistan, how they control their borders, how they trade. But basically, this is an incredibly optimistic part of the world. Correct. You go from the United States or Europe into Uzbekistan, and you go from pessimism and distrust in government to overwhelming optimism and happiness. It is an inspiration, apart from being a beautiful country with incredible food and wine.
Gregory Copley, I'm John Bash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
When it comes to broccoli salad, Ohio, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. Everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows that tangy zip. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip in all your favorite recipes. Buy now and get your tang on, Ohio.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.